Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As the battle over President Trump's tariffs plays out in federal courts, they are currently being allowed on a temporary basis. CBS's Erica Brown reports the White House says they will not be deterred.
Senior White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the administration will seek to enact tariffs through other means if their legal challenges are unsuccessful.
Even if we lose, we will do it another way. And I can assure you, American people, that the Trump tariff agenda is alive, well, healthy, and will be implemented to protect you.
The appeals court ruled Trump's tariffs can continue until the panel considers arguments on the case.
Elon Musk is officially ending his job, helping to cut the size of the federal government today. Musk's goal was to cut $2 trillion from the budget, later revised downward to $1 trillion, ending up with just a fraction of that. He tells CBS Sunday Morning,
I'm a little stuck in a bind where I'm like, well, I don't want to, you know, speak out against the administration, but I don't want to, also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez has been looking into ICE agents showing up at a Manhattan federal building that deals with immigration and making arrests.
We are talking about a different operation targeting immigration courthouses that are attending to the cases of migrants. And this operation is targeting non-criminal and criminal migrants alike who are attending those immigration court hearings overseen by immigration judges.
The White House says Israel has accepted a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza. CBS News contributor Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
According to Israeli media, Arab media, and others, five living Israeli hostages would be released on the first day of a 60-day ceasefire, and another five living hostages about a week later.
Correspondent Wendy Gillette tells us a new Gallup poll shows American support of same-sex marriage is at 71% approval, unchanged from the last survey in 2022.
The survey shows Republican support hovers just under 50%, compared to Democrats at 84%. Younger adults showed the most support, 89% of those ages 18 to 29. 41% of those who attend church weekly support same-sex marriage.
There will be heavy security in Paris during one of the world's largest soccer matches being played in Munich. Paris police will deploy 5,400 people while Saturday's Champions League soccer final is played out between home favorites Paris Saint-Germain and Inter Milan. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you ready for the Rat City Arts Festival?
In Alston, not far from Harvard and MIT, rats are so common that an annual event is named the Rat City Art Festival.
And rats! Rats!
City inspectors recently toured parts of the neighborhood with residents guiding them through the worst areas. Paula Alexander.
Go under here. They come out with food.
Inspector Charlie McGevna.
Probably getting right underneath here. See that?
Yeah.
Rats even chew through heavy plastic trash receptacles.
Whole cities infested with rats.
Inspectors suggest spraying a combination of water and bleach on the receptacles. Rats hate the smell of bleach, they say. Christopher Cruz.
Rat infestation at the Nickman residence.
CBS News.
Dust from the Saharan Desert in Africa is forecast to hit South and Central Florida Saturday and stay for at least several days, becoming larger and denser. CBS Miami's radar shows the dust over South Texas Monday. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start, then increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few storms possible in the early evening, then skies gradually clearing out with low temperatures around 50. Right now, 53 degrees.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath a halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me. don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have failed. You need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
She's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm
better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter.
Give me a chance to be near you.
not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Children,
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Junkyard dog. We're proud. to fight him. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. It ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
CBS News Brief. This is Elon Musk's last day with Doge. He says he hasn't always seen eye to eye with the administration and told CBS Sunday morning,
I don't want to, you know, speak out against the administration, but I don't want to, I also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
Musk will be alongside President Trump for a joint news conference this afternoon. The latest CBS News poll found a majority of Americans are still struggling when it comes to their money.
Three quarters saying that their income is still not keeping up with inflation. And it's been what's weighing on people's evaluations of the economy for years now.
Last year's runner-up is this year's winner at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Hey, Claire C. Small. E-C-L-A-I.
That's 13-year-old Faison Zaki from Allen, Texas. That final winning word, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is a clearing up of something obscure. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Don Rosen starts the day.